Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening's show, Henrietta Byrd. And tonight we have as our special guest Ms. Nancy Simmons from the International Black Summit. But as we do every Sunday, we want to make sure that our listeners understand how the summit works. So we have a special segment with Ms. Simmons this evening about how the summit works. We've heard for the last several weeks from different facilitators and different people who volunteer to help the summit work year in and year out. And tonight we're going to hear from a young lady who wears many hats. And we'll get another taste of how the summit works. We always begin every meeting, every conference call, every get-together, whatever it is that we have, we always begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And we ask that you listen to see where you find yourself in the declaration. The declaration is the vehicle for which we express in the International Black Summit. And we would like for you to have the opportunity to do that as well. So let's begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies, responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, July 22, 2012. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. And thank you. So that is the declaration of the International Black Summit. That declaration was written, as you heard, in 1991 in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. That was the first gathering, official gathering of the conversation, of the people who were involved in the conversation of the International Black Summit. And here we are, 22 years later, having our annual event where we come together again. And every year, something comes out of the annual summit, the conversation of the annual summit event. Every year, if you go on our website to blacksummit.org, or if you have one of the brochures, there's a list of questions and declarations that have come out of the annual event. And last year, the question or the declaration that came out of the annual event is, what is available in life when I be with what is? What is the gift? So from last October 3rd through the 6th, we actually explore that question. And when I say we, I mean everybody who's in the summit conversation. The people who come to the annual event, the people who don't come, they always find out what the declaration is and they find out what the question is so they can continue with us throughout the year in this declaration. And we explore that declaration. We experience that declaration. We distinguish the different words or the different topics in that declaration. And as a summit body, it keeps us engaged in a conversation that is empowering for all of us throughout the year. And so once again, this year, on August 2nd through the 5th, we are gathering together for an annual event in Birmingham, Alabama. And we are really, really, really excited about this event, as we are every year. We get a chance to be with each other. We get a chance to communicate face-to-face. We get a chance to be of service to those who come. And we get a chance to get our lives. One of the things that we acknowledge is that we get our lives when we come to the conversation at the annual event of the International Black Summit. We begin on Thursday, August 2nd, and we begin at 9 a.m. in the morning for people who have never attended before. There is what we call our prerequisite course that begins August 2nd, 9 a.m., at the Doubletree Hotel in Birmingham, Alabama. And the prerequisite course I won't go into right now because our guest is a master at that prerequisite course, and I'll save that for her. But it is a required course that everyone has to take in order to enter the conversation on Friday, August 3rd. So we invite you to go to blacksummit.org and register for the International Black Summit this year. And you must register for the prerequisite. If you've never been to an annual event, you must take the prerequisite course Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. If you can't make it on Thursday, we do offer the prerequisite on the other days. But just, you know, understand that you must register for the prerequisite and have that experience before entering the conversation of the International Black Summit. And then Thursday night, about 7:30, we have our opening ceremony. And that is a community event where we get to know each other, we get to be in communication with each other, so we know who's going to be in the room the next day. But it's also a community event where we invite people from the community. And this year, of course, it's the Birmingham community, where we get to have an experience of what Birmingham is like. And one of the things I'll say about this year is truly about acknowledgement. So you will get acknowledgement, like distinguished for you, in a way that it will provide something for you as an individual. But that's Thursday night. And then Friday morning at 9 o'clock, the conversation begins. And we go through all day Friday to completion Saturday and Sunday until completion for the annual event. There are vendor opportunities available. So if you have goods or services or wares that you would like to sell Also go to blacksummit.org and let us know. Send us a communication and let us know that you would like to be a vendor for the summit. The vending fee is $100 for the entire weekend, which is a wonderful, comfortable amount of money as a vendor. And we invite everyone, you know, to come and share your wares with us. But you, too, as a vendor, must be a part of the conversation in that you must take that prerequisite course so that you are in the consciousness that everyone else is in for that weekend. So, again, go to blacksummit.org, register for the prerequisite if needed, register for the annual event if needed, and join us in Birmingham, Alabama at the Doubletree Hotel. Also make your reservations at the Doubletree Hotel and let them know that you are with the International Black Summit. There is a special fee, a discount rate for hotel if you are in a, if you are joining the International Black Summit group. And there is a deadline there, and they will let you know because they did extend it for us, but they will let you know. So I would do that as soon as possible. And thank you very much. That's a major announcement for tonight. So let's get our segment started on how the summit works. Just for your information, our annual event is a fundraiser. So any donation that you give, whether you show up or not, any donation is tax deductible, and we appreciate all donations. We are a group of volunteers that put this event on and keep this conversation going every year. So we do appreciate your donations as well as your participation in the event. But how does the summit work? Like, people ask that question all the time. How does the summit work? How do you all do this every year? And tonight we have one of the people from our leadership council, Ms. Nancy Simmons, on with us tonight. Nancy, good evening.
Good evening, Henrietta. So nice to be here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. I will just let you get started telling us just a little bit of who you are. Tell us, like, what you've been doing for the last couple of years, because, you know, we are all very excited about your success here lately and have been kind of walking with you and supporting you in that. So please share what you've been doing in your career as well as some of the things that you do with the International Black Summit.
Okay, great. So, first of all, I've been a part of the International Black Summit since 1994, and I live in New York. And when I heard about the International Black Summit, you know, I was like, okay, that's interesting. And that was in like around 92, 93. And in 1994, when I had an interaction with one of my, I used to take these seminars on Friday mornings, actually, and one of the participants introduced the International Black Summit to me, and I was like, oh, what is this? This sounds very exciting. So I registered, got myself in the summit down in New Orleans. So I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to also say that when I came into the organization, I had completed a degree in I had an associate degree. And I had an intention of completing a BA in psychology forever. I finally got to do that in 2001. And I still wanted to continue, but just didn't have the time, didn't have the money, And in 2012, May 29th, I completed my master's in social work. And I truly, 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 you know, we don't do any, I don't think we do anything on the planet by ourselves. So there's so many people that I can contribute to this success because it was hard. And certainly I've used as many of the distinctions I could think of in the moment, particularly be with what is. You know, what, and then what is the gift? The one that we have for this year, I had to, that one was like completely in front of me. It's like, what is the gift? What is the gift? What is the gift? What is the gift? And just using that kept me calm. Kept me calm. It's like, what is the gift? What else did I tell you about myself? You know, since I've been in this organization, I've been the events manager. I've been on the registration team. I was, you know, accountable for making sure people got registered and put themselves in the course. And the events manager, I was the events manager for like 4 years, and I was really accountable for making sure that we had meeting spaces for all of our annual events. And I'd say that my biggest challenge while doing at least the events piece is when we left the country, when we left New York and we were going to Kenya, Africa, outside the country. You know, one of the things I did in life is I was a travel agent, and, you know, I know about booking one or two people, but I didn't know about booking a group of people. Somehow some people in the International Black Summit saw me as the person to be accountable for taking us out of the country. Of being, you know, part of the team that did that, and I was like, oh wow. And when we finally got there, and I was sitting in the room, I was so busy doing all of the work that's required to, you know, have this be a fantastic event. I wasn't even present to that we were there. I was sitting in the chair, and I was sharing with someone all this work I did. Oh, I did this, I did that, and I was crying. And while I was crying, I was looking at this woman, and I looked down at her name tag. And at the bottom of it showed her name, but it said Kenya. It said Kenya, Africa. And I said, oh, my God, we're here. I didn't get we were there until, like, I think Saturday. Because I was so busy doing what I was doing, you know, as part of the production and making sure that we had what we needed to have this event. So it's just been quite a ride. And currently, I'm on the finance team. As you mentioned, I'm co-accountable with Rosemary Blake for the Leadership Council, which is the governing body of the organization. We're actually the body that actually do the day-to-day business and actually the governing of the organization itself. I'm also co-accountable with Teresa McCoy and on the prerequisite team, and we're accountable for that course that you talked about earlier that people have to be in order to be in a part of the International Black Summit. I want to say a little bit more about that later when you give me an opportunity, why it's important that they do that. Is there anything else you want me to answer?
I was just trying to take all of that in, and that was just since 1994. Right?
Mm-hmm,
you said
mm-hmm.
It's the first time we went to New Orleans. It's interesting that your story about Kenya, because the question that came out of Kenya was, what is it to just be? Like,
mm-hmm.
What is it to just be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I could see you sitting there, like, on the third day.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just right in that question. That's amazing, you know. That was what I call a summit moment. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have those moments in the summit where you just get it, you know, like you just get it, whatever that it is for you at that moment, you know. And I could see in that story you were saying that you just really got that you were there. Not only were you in Kenya, but you were responsible for so many other people getting there. You know, the economics of it, the logistics of it, So as we do in the summit, you know, and the listeners hear me talk about this, you know, Glenn and Jill and Jerry as well, is acknowledgement, you know. So, Nancy, in this moment, I would just like to acknowledge you for the work that you did that particular year, just that year I'm just speaking about now,
mm-hmm.
Which according to my pamphlet was 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, Nancy, you had only been in the summit for 2 years.
Yes.
See, you know, that's what I'm always just amazed at the work that the people do in this community, you know. Just like you think that they've been there for years and you find out they've only been here for 2 years, you know. So could you speak a little bit about how that happens, how someone who's only been in an organization for 2 years can step up and do what you did to get the people to Kenya? Like, what allows that? Was there some kind of did you have to what did you have to do to qualify for that position? Like that, you know, and I know that's, I know I'm asking a question I know the answer to, but I would just like for the listeners to really get what this summit is like.
I appreciate that acknowledgement. Thank you so much for it. You know, one of the things I look forward to every year when people come to the summit is to see what their gift is, what the gift it is they're going to provide to the space. And, you know, every year when we look at to put this event on, in the beginning, people used to step up and say, well, I know that this is one of the jobs to get done. I'd like to do it. Mm-hmm. And so the room at that time would listen to what the person was saying, and then we would look and see if we were present to what they were saying. We were aligned upon it, you know. It had nothing to do with skill. It had something to do with the person's passion, the person's commitment to getting that thing done. And if we can be present to that, that's what had the person step in. Sometimes the person with the most skills were not necessarily the person to do the job. Like I said, I booked one or two people. You know, I was a travel agent, but I didn't do anything with groups. And to be honest with me, in my case, I didn't get it. Somebody else got it. They said, Nancy, I see you. And I'm like,
awesome.
No, I'm not the one. Like, I'm not the one. So at some point I had to stop saying I'm not the one and start trusting what they saw.
Uh-huh.
Trust what somebody else saw in me. And then just took it on, just trusting that, all right, they see it, you know, maybe it's true and like that.
Right.
So that's some of how people get chosen for, you know, for different jobs or different accountabilities, as we call them.
That's amazing because, you know, I was just thinking about the people just even this year, you know, not even over the years, but this particular year, the people who have stepped up,
mm-hmm.
to be and do, you know, what it is that needs to be done. I love the fact that you said it's not about skill, it's
mm-hmm.
about passion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, I'm going to use that. Every week I take something from somebody, but I'm really going to use that because that helps in my work, in my unfoldment conversations, you know, when people ask the question, how does the summit work? You know, how is it run? And it's not about skill, it's about passion. Can you say a little bit more about passion as it has to do with vision?
Passion and vision. Well, it's sort of like, you know, let's start with passion. Passion is like, it's something that you would do anyway if no one paid you for it. You don't even have to ask you to do it. You just do it. With regard to vision, it's because you see something that's possible, that can happen. It hasn't been manifested yet, But you see from what you're feeling inside that this particular thing can happen. So your passion comes out of your vision. Mm-hmm. Does that help? Mm-hmm. Is that clear?
Yeah. Your passion comes out of your vision. So vision is something for, you know, that's what occurs first.
Mm-hmm.
And then your passion for that vision comes out of vision. Vision sometimes, this is probably a great segue into the prerequisite course because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Glenn, one of our talk show host team members, he always says, that's Vision Works. That's the name of that course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he always refers to the prerequisite as Vision Work,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you and Teresa have just taken that course and done amazing things with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just really, really amazing things with that prerequisite course. And this year, you know, my experience has been, I've been so present to the prerequisite, like all year long, the prerequisite course. And can you tell us just as much as you can, take your time, and let us know what this prerequisite course is that we have to take.
Okay.
In order. You know.
All right. So I want to give you just a little bit of history on it.
Okay.
In 1995, we had, earlier I mentioned the leadership body, which is a body of people who are accountable for the, you know, the management of the organization. We actually set the direction, you know, in terms of what life is telling us. We listen and we take actions consistent with it. Years ago, we used to have what's called a planning body. We called it the planning body instead. And that body basically, you know, decided what the summit was doing. They asked the we didn't have a prerequisite at that time. We actually used the S training and landmark education as our prerequisite because we felt that those two courses gave us a foundation for people to come in and to be able to participate in this conversation. It just worked. It was fine. In 1995, the planning body charged the facilitator body, which is the body that is accountable for facilitating all of our courses, said, listen, you guys, we need you to put together a prerequisite, you know, to join the S training and the forum. You know, we'll have three. And so by 1997, they had put it together in South Africa. That course was delivered.
Mm.
And since 97 on, that course was delivered on a Thursday. Backing up just a little bit, when we were in Kenya, before we had a prerequisite in 1996, the youth body went out and got some of the youth in the area and brought them into their course. They spoke different languages, but that's fine. They actually worked it out. So the youth body went through the whole weekend, and it got to Sunday, and then Sunday, the children were, like, so excited. They were like, oh, my God, we finally get what you were talking about on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and now it's time for you to go, and now we understand what you were saying. So the youth said, wait a minute, we want to make sure that people get this information on Thursday, on Friday, that they're actually with us stepping together. So the youth decided to put together their own prerequisite first. I wanted to make sure I said that. The adult body followed them.
Okay.
And they led us, as they say. And so going back to our prerequisite, why is it important? For just that reason. We want to make sure that when people come into the room on Friday, that we're all stepping together in that conversation. That whatever gift that people have to provide and to offer, that they're present and ready to, you know, as I always say, rock and roll with it from that moment on. So before I was accountable for the course, I used to sit in the back of the room and I used to see all these people coming in from the prerequisite They had just taken the prerequisite on Thursday, and I'm sitting in the room on Friday, and I was told that some of the people who were going up to the microphones had just came out of the prerequisite course, but they were like some of the first people at the microphones. So I said, So I said to myself, what's going on in that prerequisite room that has these people who, this is their first year, first time at the annual event, and they're some of the first people at the microphone. So I'm like, what's going on? I was quite curious because I had taken the S training in the forum, so I didn't have to take that International Black Summit prerequisite. So I was like, okay. So in 2000, the year 2000, the several facilitators decided there was going to be a standalone prerequisite course, separate and apart from the International Black Summit annual event, you know, in New York City. There are about 13 participants in this course. We had Bill Patterson, Rosemary Blake, Glenn Oren, Lorraine Warren. Catherine was in the back of the room, you know, facilitating from that space. And I was in the production team because I wanted to see. I said, I'm going to come in the room and I want to find out what's going on. And what was going on in the room is that everything that has occurred over the years of the summit, up until that point, the participants was getting that information. They were getting the distinctions. But not only were they just giving them the distinctions, they were just giving them the distinctions as they show up in the lives. So they would share during the course of the weekend. Mm-hmm. And Rosemary or Oren or Bill Patterson or Lorraine Warren, they would take a distinction and say, see, this is what we mean by this distinction, the example that you just gave in your life. So by the time the person shared their story, they were able to match up the distinction that was now being handed to them.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is. Because you took me back to Baltimore when I was in the prerequisite room Thursday, Friday, and part of Saturday. And I remember, you know, I remember having those very same experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, in those prerequisites that we mm-hmm. did in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really present in when you were speaking to what it does for the facilitators as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
what it allows for the facilitators. It's a clearing,
mm-hmm.
Not just a sharing, but it's also a clearing as to where we've been along this summit journey. You know, it allows for that. And I really heard that in your speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what it is for the, you know, for the facilitators, because I, every year, I mean, without exception, I always think, how can you just, you and Teresa be in that room and not in the room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not in the room, like there is one that's different than the other, and
mm-hmm.
there's not. There's not. It does not matter if you're in the prerequisite room or if you're in the room with the larger body or whatever room you're in, the conversation of the International Black Summit is going on.
Mm-hmm.
If it's after 9 o'clock, or I should say if it's after 3 o'clock on Wednesday, the summit begins, you
mm-hmm.
know, it really begins. But I really see that now
mm-hmm.
in this conversation of what that does for the facilitators as well. So New York was the first standalone prerequisite.
First standalone, yep, 2000.
Okay, 13 people. 13 people in the room, right.
That
right.
was, of course, my sister, my mother, my cousin, my brother, Rosemary's
mm-hmm.
son was there. We had a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful course. And so we
okay.
got, you know, we got that we can do this thing. Wherever people, if you have someone wants a prerequisite in their city, we can come there
okay.
and do it.
Okay.
We can put together this thing and actually get it done. You know, it starts at 9 a.m. and it goes to completion. And the purpose of it is to create the space of listening to people authentically and to prepare for full participation in the IBS. You know, I have an example of participant, I don't know, I think it was last year, who said to me, well, you know, I don't usually say much in the room. I usually just sit back and I wait and I learn to see if I learn stuff, and then I pick things up. You know, I don't jump right in right away. I said, okay, I just want you to know, I promise you, we promise you, that you will be prepared to jump in the room, jump into the conversation on Friday morning at 9 a.m. when you walk into the room. I just want you to know that. You can sit back, and you will be prepared. So
okay.
He said, okay. So on I think it was Sunday, when I came into the room, I was just mulling around in the room because, as you said, I was in a different room during the course of the weekend. As I walked into the room, this person who said, I'm never going to go to the microphone and share, was at the microphone sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally
know.
Blew me away.
I know. That's one of those summit moments. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's one of those summit moments, you know, that we have. We used to have a segment on this show specifically for summit moments, and we would share, you know, experiences like that. Let me just take a moment so people will know this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you are listening to Ms. Nancy Simmons, who is sharing with us how the summit works. We are in that segment of this program, how the summit works, and Nancy is a member of the Leadership Council. She's also accountable for the prerequisite course throughout the year at the annual event. And if you'd like to meet Nancy, be in that summit room on Thursday at 9 a.m. She and Teresa will be there doing their thing along with Niamo and other facilitators of this conversation, preparing, you know, or allowing, let me see, how to say this, the purpose of the prerequisite is to prepare participants to enter into the conversation of the International Black Summit. And we do that through the prerequisite course, which is a course in authentic listening. And what else did you say, Nancy?
It's to create the space of listening to people authentically.
Authentic.
And to prepare for full participation in the IBS.
Okay, there it is. So for full participation,
mm-hmm.
You know, there are many ways to participate. You know, you can listen. I remember when I first met Jackie Jones. Jackie is a jazz singer, and I watched Jackie for years. She would come to the summit, and she would never open her mouth. And you would never know that she was getting it until you went to lunch with her or to dinner or whatever, and then she would be fully self-expressed. And she was a person who listened. I mean, just intently she would listen. And so I really saw through Jackie that you can participate through listening and get a lot of it. A lot of people are people who speak and share and go to the mic. You know, there are people who do both, you know. There are many, many ways that you participate. But you got to be at the event, you know, you be at the event to participate. And then we do have people who don't come to the event who get in the conversation wherever they are, you know. People who have been with us and called throughout the day. There's also a virtual piece now for listeners, and you can go to blacksummit.org and register. You still must register. If you're doing it virtually, you must be registered, and you must do the prerequisite course in order to do the weekend. So that's really, really a great conversation, a great story, Nancy, to listen to. I remember one year, I'm not sure if we were in Memphis or I can't remember exactly where we were, but you will know because you and your sister you were vendors
mm-hmm.
that year. And tell us about the experience of being a vendor.
It's interesting. I've been a vendor for a number of years with my sister, and basically we bring scarves, and my sister's designed some T-shirts, and just different things that we got from the room that room might want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil, you know, when we brought our merchandise there, we had, you know, they were beautifully wrapped in these nice little plastic things, and one of my friends, Dolores Brown, who I love dearly,
yeah,
said, Nancy, you should probably open the things out of the packages. So I said, okay. But I didn't really do it. You know, I said, okay, because the package looks so nice, so I take it out. So we went on a break, and we took one of the scarves, and we used it to cover the merchandise, because we were inside the room, the main room. The vending needed to be in the room or outside the room. And so we were inside the room. So we covered it up with this beautiful scarf. I think the table was 6 foot long, so the scarf was long enough to cover that whole table. It was beautiful, right? So when I came back, I didn't really notice that the scarf wasn't there anymore. Someone walked over to me and handed me and said, here's $20. I said, what is that? They said, somebody liked that scarf that was sprawled over the table. They bought it. So after that, I started listening to Dolores Brown and started opening stuff up.
Right.
You know, and we'd start selling stuff like hot, because people could see what they were buying.
Right.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
To let people see what you have, and then they can choose. Because people walk past it all day. They'll walk past it, and eventually they'll come over and just say, here, I want this. They won't even stop and look at that point, because they've already looked.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're just handing you the money and taking the item they want.
Okay. So it's lucrative for a person
absolutely.
To be a vendor.
I think so.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we made money.
Yeah. Good. And you can sell whatever it is that you choose.
Yeah, if you use something that has the International Black Summit's name on it, it has to be approved by the Leadership Council / Leadership Body. Other than that, you can pretty much sell anything that you'd like. We've had some people who have chosen not to take a table, but who have chosen to just, like, sell their book in the room, like, I have a book. You still have to pay a vending fee for that.
Okay.
However, you don't need to take a table if you don't want to, but you'll have to pay a fee for it. Don't know what that fee is. That will be the person who's accountable for vending, but
mm-hmm.
we certainly have had people who have sold their books at the summit.
Okay. Great. That's really great. So the summit is just, it's an annual event. It covers so many bases of, you know, like why a person would come. And the getting your life part, you know, like that part about getting your life. When you come to the International Black Summit and somebody says you can get your life, can you talk about, like, what that means?
Yeah, I just want to say it by saying that, like, going back to just the prerequisite course for a moment, that when people come in and they do this course, one thing that we have discovered is that it is a course in itself. So if people came in and did the course and did nothing else, they will definitely walk away with a wealth of a gift for themselves. So I want to make sure I point to that piece.
Can you say it one more time?
I just want to make sure I pointed to that piece.
Okay.
And the other thing is that you don't necessarily know what people are going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each person is going to get something. Like, I may get something different from you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, let me just look for myself. I'm one of the facilitators. I'm in the facilitator body. And one of the reasons that had me step into this body is also, I'm going to go back to Brazil, is one day I was I was part of the events team, and Glenn, which is one of your partners on this show, came over to me. He's a facilitator. He says, Nancy, I need you to get some menus for the facilitators. And we're going to bring them back, and we'll take a look at them, and we'll see if, you know, we want to eat at this hotel. And I said, okay. He said, you know, get enough for everybody, you know, so we can see it. So I says, so you're going to let them, each person decide whether or not they're going to eat here? He said, yeah. And I said, what if one person doesn't want to eat here? He said, then we won't. So I said, wait a minute. You're going to make sure that everybody's satisfied? And if they're not, you're not going to eat here? He said, no, we're not. I was like, what? I want to be a part of this.
Okay.
I want to be a part of somebody that in the organization that looks out for everybody. And if everybody's not present to it, we're not doing it. And I was like, wow, to be taken care of like that, but not only to be taken care of like that, but like to take that outside into the world and to be in the world with that kind of taking care of people. Like, you know, no, if this doesn't work for you, like that's how I began negotiating. That's how I negotiated hotels. Like I would say to the hotel, look, I want you to win, and I want the International Black Summer to win. So if you offer me a rate that you feel is too low and you're going to be resentful over it, I said, then raise it. Because I want, when people come in here, they're going to be taken care of, and I want you to be happy too. So taking that out into the world, into the business world.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I love that. That's that alignment process that, you know, the listeners here have mentioned many, many times. That was the process that just, I mean, it just took me and spun me around, you know, was that we actually made decisions that everyone had to see.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone had to see it, you know. And no matter how many people were in the room, if one person did not see it, then there was no alignment. Or if one person wasn't present to it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that blew me away. I loved that process. Sometimes I couldn't wait until when we used to do it on the last Sunday, you know, on the last day of
mm-hmm.
the annual event, I would just look forward to it. You know, like, okay, we're going to do the alignment process, you know, on where we're going next year or the next 2 years or whatever it was, whenever it was. But the International Black Summit is indeed a unique experience. It's a unique experience in that things that we don't normally experience as possible or possibility, they occur in the International Black Summit. They occur in the annual event. They occur when we begin, when we say the summer begins at 9 o'clock, wherever you are, you know, the summit begins. You know, those distinctions, the know out there, the, you know, the just be with what is. Just be with what is, the coaching that we get from one another as facilitators, you know, the coaching we get from the leadership body, just the overall coaching, the fact that we can pick up the phone and call one another any day of the year, any time of day or night, and someone is always willing to assist us in whatever we're doing. And if they're not, it's okay, you know. It's a place where, you know, I'm always like, we're a space of yes. You know, I'm always harping on that. But we are also accepting of no. You know, like if someone calls me and says, Henrietta, can you do so-and-so, so-and-so, I can say no, and they're not going to be mad at me. You know what I mean? They're not going to be upset with me. They're going to move on to the next person who's going to say yes. You know, they're going to move on until someone says yes. You know, that to me is one of the wonders of the summit, is that we are a space of yes and we are accepting of no, you know, when it comes from someone. So this is just a wonderful, wonderful conversation. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are listening to Nancy Simmons from New York, who is accountable for the prerequisite team. She is a vendor at the International Black Summit annual event. She's a part of the leadership team. You know, she helps. She's on a team, several other ones, you know, several other teams, and just full of passion for this work that we are doing. Recently, which she did not share, and I will, and I won't share it. I'll just ask her if you want to share your accomplishment this year and your personal life. And if not, we'll just keep it moving.
That's my my master's for social work degree.
Yeah. A master's in social work, and as you heard her say earlier, when she got into the summit, she had an associate's degree, and then went on to get a bachelor's in psychology, and now a master's in social work. And you know, what's so interesting about the master's in social work, New York has so many social workers. You know, they are just, like, I know so many social workers in New York myself. But, you know, and I also understand that social work is one of the fields to be in. It's one of the fields to be in. And what are you, you know, looking to do with your degree? Do you have something that you can share with us?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and I was, you know, as you were reading the declaration, I was getting present to what was standing out for me in that declaration, and it was nurturing relationships and ending the murders of our men, women, and children. And one of the things I'm really excited about working with is families, particularly working with their children and really empowering our youth. That's really what I'm up to. I had an opportunity to do an internship over at an agency that had children that were from 6 months to 2 years old, and for 1 year I got to have an opportunity to play with them, because that, you know, children learn and grow and express themselves through play. So I have an opportunity to do that and to work with their moms, and that's really, really what I'm up to, just working with that population specifically, working with families.
That's great. That's great. And speaking of working with families and children, the International Black Summit annual event has a youth summit also. And I don't want to overlook that or not give it its props. And we have a group of people who have stepped up this year who are accountable for youth summit. And they have a wonderful, wonderful plan for the youth this year. So we invite you again to bring your children, bring your children's children, bring your siblings' children with you to the International Black Summit in Birmingham. You know, Birmingham is where the civil rights movement began. So there's a lot of acknowledgement for the people who were there that we're doing on Thursday night. But it's also a place of history where you can really be present to what your grandparents, your forefathers, what they've gone through to make it possible to have what you have or to be whatever you are, to have a master's in social work, you know, so to speak. It just brings you so present to the fact that this wasn't always a possibility for people of color, you know, to have these kinds of degrees, to have the kind of positions that we have in the world, and the kind of relationships. And so one of the things about this particular summit is the youth summit that is being rolled out as we speak. So bring your children and have them have the experience. I am a parent of a child who has done the youth summit, and she spoke about it the other day to two of her friends in a way that when you speak from the summit, it just amazes you what they experience, what their experiences are, and how they speak so powerfully about it. And you can come, you can bring your children, be very comfortable with it. The people who are in the Youth Summit are people who work with children all of the time, year-round, from all over the country, all over the nation, the world, I should say. And you can be very comfortable knowing that your children are in the hands of educators, social workers, community activists, you know, just a great group of people who are adult facilitators of the Youth Summit. And so, you know, don't not come because you have children. Bring your children. And yes, they do have to do a prerequisite, and the youth prerequisite is $25. And, you know, so bring them along. Let them meet people from all over the world that they will be friends with forever. And, you know, so they can keep you in the conversation. That's the other thing about having a youth in the conversation. They will check you. They will bring the distinctions to you when you are kind of not standing inside of them. And so, you know, it's just a family affair. And if you are a person that does not have family, come and join a family. We welcome you into our family at the International Black Summit annual event in Birmingham. Go to blacksummit.org and register for it. It begins, we're less than 2 weeks away now, Nancy. Less than 2 weeks away. And so, yes, you can come. You can pay at the door.
Coming around the corner.
Right. And, you know, just come hang out with us in Birmingham and be a part of this wonderful, wonderful conversation. Well, Nancy, we have about 3 minutes left, and I want you to have those 3 minutes.
Well, I want to add some stuff about the youth that you – I wanted to say, you know, with the youth that who – I have had an opportunity to be in touch with over the years. I'm specifically talking about the youth that were the original facilitators of the International Black Summit. A lot of those youth have gone to college and, you know, master's degrees, doctorates, you know, I mean, they've gone to Harvard. I mean, these kids, it's just what is possible when a child has an opportunity to be present to their vision when they're like 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old. What's possible inside of that? And I've seen that possibility in the youth that have participated in this organization over the years. It's been a privilege to sometimes follow right behind them. You know, because some of them have gotten their master's degrees before I did, so, and some of them have gotten their doctorates already. So, you know, the other thing is that the youth's purpose is, we exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our vision real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and the possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. They created that. They also created their own curriculum over the years. The youth are powerful.
And they are. And your youth can be as powerful as the ones you hear us talking about just by bringing them to the International Black Summit Youth Summit. And it also begins August 2nd through the 5th in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Doubletree. Go to blacksummit.org. Nancy, anything that you want to share in these last couple of minutes that maybe you didn't earlier?
Yes, I'm so happy for the partnership that I have with the folks that I'm on, the different teams that I'm on. You know, my partnership with Teresa McCoy, she's an extraordinary partner. My partnership with you, Henrietta, my partnership with everyone that's on the facilitator body. One of the things that's nice about being in this organization is that you get to expand who you are. You don't even know who you are in terms of what it is the next thing for you to do. Like I mentioned that I have a lot of things, a lot of teams that I'm on, but I only get busy or how hard it is or how much that is when I start to list them. But when I'm doing them, I don't feel it. So it's really an opportunity to expand who you are, fully expressed in this organization. And the other thing that's interesting about doing this work is, you know, we can give you a lot of history, but each person that comes to the summit creates new history in the moment. You know, we come to the weekend prepared to talk about the question, and we do. And what gets created in the moment, we go wherever the conversation has taken us, and the people in that room is a contribution to that. Each person sitting in that room, you're not coming to listen to somebody, you're coming to add, to provide, something to give, something to contribute to this conversation. I look forward to meeting and being with all of you.
Thank you so much, Nancy, so much for being with us tonight. Please come back and share after the summit. We plan to do a live on Sunday evening, a live broadcast from the summit, you know, just to see where people are, and so the listeners get the excitement of, you know, on that last day of the annual event. My love to Teresa.
Okay.
You know, I hope soon that she feels like just, you know, like how she wants to feel. And I just want to acknowledge her. Teresa is also a major part of this team, the prerequisite team, and the summit body.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Facilitator.
Yes, and the facilitator body who just helped create this wonderful prerequisite course. So I don't want to, you know, end this without acknowledging Teresa McCoy, also in New York. Nancy, just I can't thank you enough. This has been another wonderful conversation, another segment of how the summit works. And you've heard from another volunteer and just listening to all of the things as a volunteer that she does because of her passion for it. Not her skill, but her passion. But it's something, Nancy, that your skill gets developed.
Yes.
you know what I mean?
Yes.
It just gets developed.
That's the gift.
That is the gift. Your skill gets developed. But we love you, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you.
We bless you. Appreciate you, and congratulations again. I will probably be saying that for a year.
That's okay with me.
Congratulations on that master's degree, and may you have everything your heart desires.
Thanks.
Inside of it. Good night, everyone. God bless. And please go to blacksummit.org and register yourself and your family and your children for the International Black Summit annual event in Birmingham, Alabama, August 2nd through the 5th at the Doubletree Hotel. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.